Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Some Imperfections. I am Deese.
I'm Abby.
I'm Sierra.
And thank you for coming on for another episode. We have some great stuff planned for you. End of the year show. Big celebration. We're going to shoot off some fireworks.
Woo!
We're going to... Maybe we should do New Year's
we
resolutions.
We need some fireworks background.
How do you feel about those?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm all about resoluting year round, but I think cosmically it's like a nice
it's a like gesture. We can come up with something.
Sure. I guess.
I already know mine.
I know mine too.
I already got mine.
Let's do it. Can we do them at the end?
Sure.
Okay.
We've got a great show for you. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you like what you hear, go to Spotify, follow, subscribe. We are on Spotify. You can also find us on deesecomedy.com and iamalliance.me. Also some.imperfections on Instagram and more. And
all the places.
Yeah. Yeah, check it out, follow. And if you want your topic to be on the show, if you have questions, any and everything, we are willing to read, and we will decide if we will answer them. I guarantee you we will read your question off air. On air, different story.
We may or may not choose. Yeah. Is that what that means?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we discern. Most likely, if it's a genuine, you know, we've definitely gotten some not as serious ones.
And don't be shy, because we do not know any of it.
That's right.
Like all of that.
Yeah, good point. It's all anonymous. I mean, you can message us directly if you'd like. But if you message us on Airtable, it's all the links on all our pages. That stuff is all anonymous. But I got some interesting questions today. Someone asked me how I feel about Baby Yoda.
Oh,
give us a rundown.
Yeah.
About how I feel about Baby Yoda.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan. Everyone seems to love Baby Yoda.
Have you watched Mandalorian?
I have.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Star Wars fan?
I am a Star Wars. It's tough being a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, when they started making more movies, I'm like, okay, listen, here's the thing. You had three great movies. The original trilogy, I love. Okay. I'm a boy from the 80s. I have to, you know, I either love them or I died in 1987.
Yeah.
One of those two things. You're born in the 80s. And like when they started making more, I'm like, okay, but
it
here's the problem. Like, once you start making more, you kind of can you run the risk of your batting average being below 500.
Yes.
And they are now well below 500.
Well below.
Because they've made 11 Star Wars movies.
I can't even believe that.
I like four of them.
Yeah.
So, like, that's pretty. 4 out of 11 is not.
No.
Good, guys.
Yeah. Well, and I've only watched 3.
Original 3?
Yep.
I assume, yeah.
Yep. And then I was like, nope, no more.
You're not missing out.
But everyone says I'm missing out by not watching Mandalorian.
Mandalorian is good. It's one of those things where, like, I watch it and I'm like, this is fine. It's enjoyable. If this never would have been made, I wouldn't feel like I was longing for but I mean, it's fun. It's fine. It's a decent enough show. It's better. The second season was better than the first.
Okay, I just want to see Baby Yoda.
He looks like Gizmo except green.
Oh,
that's like exactly
Gizmo.
What he looks
then I have
like.
To.
Yeah, he looks
Gizmo's
like a
the OG.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like a naked mole rat version of Gizmo. But I don't really love his character that much. The Mandalorian's cool. Baby Yoda's kind of boring to me.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's just not a
It feels like very overplayed.
Yeah.
Even without watching it.
It is. Because
it's Baby Yoda everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
It's a little annoying.
The attachment of the story is interesting, like the two characters dynamic, but the character itself is just like, he's just like, it's like a pet rock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a pet, it's like... When you're
he
in,
he'd be so hurt if he heard that right now.
He'd be so hurt, like he really can feel. Like he would really.
That's so sad.
It's like when you're in home ec class in seventh grade, and they give you an egg that you have to keep alive for a week, like a baby or like a sack of flour.
I have no idea what you're talking about. So, are you serious? Wait, what's no?
But like they'd make you carry around like a bag of flour for a
as
week,
like a
or like an egg. So like if you drop it, you know, like oh, it's not gonna remember being seven.
I never had a home ec class.
I didn't either. I just
I did.
I just watched 90210. Only the Brenda episodes. After that, I was out. Okay. Brenda Walsh? Okay.
Over our head. Sarah,
Shannon Doherty. God.
Come again?
Okay.
Fast forward to 2020.
Yeah. Anyway. It's like a, yeah. You know.
I'm a barely 90s
okay, a Tamagotchi.
Baby. I don't know. Oh!
Yoda's like a Tamagotchi. It makes noise sometimes. It's kind of annoying. If you lose it, you're like, eh, okay.
Aww.
But like, it's not really sad. It's not really that great of a, it's more of an accessory.
Okay.
Okay, we should move on.
Okay.
I'm getting sad. If anyone ever called me a sack of flour, a Tamagotchi, or a pet rock.
Your feelings hurt.
I would
poor
be
baby Yoda.
So sad.
Baby Yoda's a CGI character.
So is it really like a baby Yoda, or is it just a mini old version of Yoda?
Well,
like
it
a
is,
real true version of him.
It is a baby version of Yoda's species.
Okay,
But he's
so
like
it's not Yoda himself.
No, he's, okay. But he's like 50 years old. But that's baby in Yoda species because they're like yeah. they grow to be a million
for,
or whatever.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. So, okay. But the show's fine.
Yeah, we don't mean anything we said, Baby Yoda.
I
yeah.
do.
Because Baby Yoda has feelings that are hurt.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Or anybody that loves Baby Yoda and is offended by what we just said, we're sorry. Maybe we need to disclaimer. We are only here for entertainment. We are not certified Yoda nothing.
I feel like I have my nerd card.
You've got it.
Certified nerd card.
Yeah, I'm certified nerd card to comment on. Yeah, but yeah.
Speaking of nerd, we went to this new bookstore.
Oh yeah.
Giant Nerd Books.
Yeah, I need to go.
Oh,
you said it was on our
it was awesome.
Famous Monroe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right by Ruins and
okay.
Iron and Gold. It was so cool.
I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love used books.
Yeah,
love
they're all
them.
So cheap and nice.
Yeah.
I want to go back.
Okay.
Yeah, you had a great collection.
Mm-hmm.
Invite me next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
how was everyone's holiday?
Yeah. Christmas was good.
Yeah, it was really good. You want to start?
Yeah. I spent it with my dad, and it was just me and Tave, and ate really good food. We ate, like, I don't know how many pounds of crab leg, king crab leg.
Crab leg?
Yep. Yeah.
Damn.
And you got to get the claws. Oh, you got to get the claws because they're the best part. We did not exchange gifts this year. Mm-hmm.
Nothing?
So it was,
no?
Nope.
That's okay. I respect that. I actually as someone who, feels bad when they get gifts.
Oh.
I respect that.
We'll work on that receiving
We've been
element.
Working on it.
Which wasn't really on purpose. We just didn't do gifts. Well, I get my dad a flannel shirt every year and did not get him one this year because he said that he didn't find any that he loves the flannel shirts from Costco. For a guy who worked there for his whole life, he's obsessed with their flannel shirts.
He's a Kirkland guy?
He is a huge Kirkland guy. Yes.
I get it. 101 things you can make from a horse. Gotta love Kirkland. They do it all. Man, I love it.
So yeah, it was simple and, quiet and it snowed at night, so we made a snowman the next day.
It was good snow.
It
for
was
it
perfect
too. That
snow.
Was a good
I probably
snow.
Would have made like a family of snowmen, but then my feet got cold. So
I have a question for you guys regarding the crab legs or crab in general, which I do enjoy quite a bit. I feel like everyone does.
Some people do not.
Some people do.
Tori, I'm looking at you.
Okay, well. We've discussed Tori's eating habits.
And my sister's actually allergic to all shellfish.
I think deathly allergic is takes you out of the running. You enjoy it until you suffocate. But is it one of those things that we really love, or is it that if you dunk anything in enough drawn butter, it's amazing.
But it's so good by itself.
Is it?
Oh,
is
it's
it?
So okay. good by itself. It's salty and it's creamy and it just is really good,
it's good
texture.
On anything. A sandwich.
Is. Yep.
What's
stew?
Better, crab or lobster?
I prefer crab.
And I would have to say I prefer crab, but I love good lobster. And
I love all seafood.
Because I really like shrimp, so to me it's just a ginormous shrimp, because I love the texture. And most people don't like shrimp because of the texture, but I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Do you like a little, the jumbo prawns or like mini shrimp? Does it matter,
jumbo,
any of them?
Jumbo. And when Safeway has theirs go on sale, you can get the bag that's like 15 count in one bag.
Uh-huh.
You can get them pretty cheap.
Really?
Yeah. And those are my favorite, the jumbo. I think they call them tiger prawns at Costco. You can get the tiger prawns.
I love shrimp.
And they're really inexpensive, too.
Yeah. Big seafood fan.
Me, too.
Yeah.
I'm the person, though, that'll go to a steakhouse and order fish. That's just me. Because I'd rather barbecue my own steak than order one.
Fish? Like fish? What kind of fish are we talking?
Like halibut or, you know. I don't know. Maybe a really nice salmon, however they make it.
Have you ever had shark?
I have not.
Shark is delicious.
I'm sure it is.
We used to catch them, like not with our hands. We weren't savages. We'd use fishing poles in the ocean. But we'd go out and catch thresher shark. When I lived in California, my buddy had a boat. And man, it's good eating. Because it's like a hybrid of like fish and steak, the way it fillets and the way it kind of flakes like fish, though.
Yeah.
But cooks up like steak. It's so good. Man, I used to have just full cuts of that in my freezer.
Is it like calamari, then?
No. No, it's... I guess I've never had bigger cuts of calamari to know. But it's like, it's a little thicker than fish, but still flake up. Kind of a little pinker, though. So, but it's so tasty, man. I would just get a big cut of that, put some lime and like some sage and something on it, or olive oil, put it on the barbecue.
Yeah. My chops.
Just wrap it in foil, let it sit for like 20 minutes, then flake it up, make some tacos or something. Oh my God.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
We don't live in a great place for seafood.
Yeah.
No.
But
drive 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I mean, Missoula's got the best seafood, you're right.
Ever.
Oh, you meant, Seattle, that makes more sense. So good. Well, crab legs, Chris, snowman.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
And I am is it pecan or pecan? What do you
pecan.
Say?
Pecan.
I say pecan also. It's Abby?
Pecan.
Pecan?
Pecan. Pecan, pecan.
Pecan, me too. My dad says pecan.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
I've never had pecan pie.
Pecan. Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan.
Anyways, it was really good. Yeah. It's from Costco, and it's super rich. It gave me a stomachache.
What's the inside made out of?
It's like a creamy, or it's like a, almost like a custard, but it's like a... I want to say gelatin, but that sounds gross. But it's very translucent.
Translucent.
Yeah.
Like clear?
Kind of.
It's really good.
It's so good.
Pecan pie is a super underrated pie, in my opinion.
What's the inside made out of?
Don't ask questions.
I don't know.
Neither of you know.
Soylent Green.
No,
because I've never made it before. I've only bought it. But all of them have like a custardy center.
I don't like that it's transparent.
It's hard to explain because it's like gore gum or what is that stuff that you make that cause it to thicken and leaven but that make it clear without it being creamy? What is that? Are you googling?
In pecan pie?
It's like a cornstarch.
It looks good though.
It's cornstarch that thickens it.
One large.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, it just doesn't come out like a solid color is what I'm saying. Like, all the ingredients make it almost, like, jello-y, but not jello, because I'm not a fan of, like, fruit cake.
Give us a picture of the innards.
We're looking. Bear with us.
Inside. Inside that pecan pie.
See? It
looks like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a gelatin. But I don't know.
Listeners, if you know what's in pecan pie, go ahead and send us over one and tell us what's in your pecan pie, and we will eat it on air and tell you which one we like the best. Yeah, pecan pie is super underrated. It doesn't get enough love.
It doesn't. And it's really usually expensive because pecans are expensive, mm-hmm. but it's one of my favorite pies.
Yeah. It's that little crunch on top, a little savory with that. What did we have? Didn't we get that pecan pie cheesecake? You had some of that here.
Yeah, it was so good. That was my favorite one.
That's a good combo right there.
Abby, you would like it. It doesn't look maybe how you expect it, but you would like it.
I bet I would.
It's very, very good.
I'm not super picky, and I love sweets. So
yeah,
it's not overly sweet either, which I like. I feel like it's not usually like overly nope. sweet.
Mm-mm.
So that's nice too.
Yeah. What about you guys? Christmas.
Christmas was good. Quiet, mm-hmm. peaceful, mm-hmm. slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel rested.
I kind of feel like that might be the general consensus for a lot of people. Maybe I would be completely wrong, but I would just assume
was just nice.
Yeah, that like Christmas of 2020 has got to feel a little rejuvenating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, I think this year has just been such a, you know, even if you, a lot of, yeah, like so many people haven't had a job or as much work or been stressed. It's just, but I mean, like just this mental stress and like all these rules and regulations that we have to follow and then obey. And then this is happening. Are we getting this money? And like
it's
this
exhausting.
Constant, there's just no ground to stand on to really like have any type of structure. And I think mm-hmm. people are really just exhausted.
Especially for anyone who's listening that's not from Washington State.
Right.
Washington has just been thrown around, I feel like.
Yeah, Washington and California are the two states that
we're
have
the ball
the
at the
worst.
End of a tetherball.
Yeah, and it's
that's
it's
a
been
good
a while.
Analogy.
You know, like we're spinning round and round and round,
and
or going
are
back and forth, back and
punching
forth.
Us back and forth.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. It's like one day you can do this, but the next day you can't.
Yeah,
I mean that's for those of us who are maybe doing the right things.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been it's definitely been rough in Washington, but no, I think people are just kind of exhausted.
Yeah, and, but we're here, guys.
We're here.
End of the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
and we've got so
good.
Much great stuff planned for
feels,
21.
Mm-hmm.
And
that 21 feels nice.
It does feel nice, and I love the number. I love it. I just love everything about it. And, yeah, I can't wait to talk more about it, too, what
I
we
know.
Have planned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a little game planning today.
A little dreaming.
Even on our day off. Mm-hmm. It was nice. Mm-hmm. I feel like we get more done on our days off sometimes.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I mean, a lot of it's come with that, like, rejuvenation.
Yeah.
We hit a slump and a burnout the last mm-hmm. couple months. You've heard us talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was real. And now, like, I just feel so inspired and reignited and ready to get into January.
Yep.
Yeah, and we have some cool things we want to bring to you guys. I mean,
mm-hmm. lots to implement and change and add.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be excited about.
Yeah. So if you want to invest $20, we've got some Herbalife and Nutrigenics. And I've got these AOL discs I'm selling. I found some AOL discs. No, there's lots of 2021 is going to be great. There's lots of exciting change and lots of momentum. I feel like a lot
there
of things
is.
In the last 6 months have been really good.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for all that goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll sneak some things in.
Yeah. As we at the talk. End of the show.
Yeah.
They might come out. What you guys been sipping on?
Well, right now.
Me?
Right now, I am drinking one of my favorite carbonated waters, which I don't drink very often anymore, but it's the Cherry Lime LaCroix.
Not a sponsor of the show, but they could be.
They could be. And it's the tall bottle or can ones that I like.
Can I just say I like these? Why is this the same amount of fluid, but I like this?
Dude,
I like
holding
better?
It feels better for you. It feels better in general.
Something about this can makes me feel like this is good. This is good to drink.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Maybe because the other one feels like a soda can.
Yeah, it does.
And soda has the implication, like the stigma of being bad for you.
Seriously.
It has to be.
I don't like soda
thing,
water.
For sure.
I want my water flat. But the other day, I saw one of those blackberry cucumber.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. Yeah. I drank like a third of it.
And I always have a really hard time finishing it, but it's always nice to.
It's nice at first. It's like different.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I do. I prefer my water flat.
Yeah. Me too. Definitely. But this is fun. But aside from this, I have, I don't know if I've already mentioned this on past, doesn't matter.
I don't think
but
so.
I drink Ningxia Red every day. It's an antioxidant drink. Mm. It's made by like the highest antioxidant berry on the planet. So if anybody here knows the goji berry, it's the sister berry, the wolf berry that it's made with. And it's amazing.
It's so good.
Amazing.
Your body sucks it up like it's all it's ever wanted.
Oh my gosh. It's like pure nourishment.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
And you can drink I drink 2 to 4 ounces a day, so I can like guzzle a whole bottle.
Where do you find goji berries? Where are they native to?
Japan.
I was going to say they sound Japanese. It's
yeah, but I don't remember which Asian. I don't know.
I think China.
Where do pandas live?
No, it probably
is
China, but I should know.
No, I'm
and
just
that's
kidding.
A really good question.
I don't think it's
It sounds Japanese, but yeah.
If any of my fellow people are listening to this, they're probably laughing at me because I've been obsessed with it for years, so how I can't give you a direct answer for
that's
that.
Right. That's right. Okay. You know where you get yours. You don't need to know where the origin of them.
Young Living does a great job at making it, and I will drink it for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So
what does it do for you?
Antioxidants help clear out free radicals. So especially more today than ever in our lives, we come to contact with free radicals every day. Mm-hmm. So, and that just degenerate, you know, our cell, mm-hmm. you know, slows down our cell recovery. It's all the support of our immune system, antioxidants, and we need more of them in our body. Like I said, more than ever.
Does it taste good?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say I can drink a whole bottle in one sitting.
Seriously.
And that would be the most expensive drink you'll probably ever have.
For real. I had some the other day. I made it with some tea from North Fork. Shout out. A drop of something. Drop of Sleek.
Oh, yeah. The Sleek Essence.
It was so bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so good. And it's got essential oils in it. If you add like lime,
mm-hmm.
the Vitality lime to it. So, so good.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
It was bomb.
And it's great with carbonated. Actually, I think DC would really like it mixed with.
Oh, my God. I'm sure.
Really like it.
Give it a whirl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I get rid of those free radicals.
Yes.
I hate them.
I hate them.
Yeah, we want to stay healthy.
I do want to stay healthy. I'm not getting any younger, so I got to keep this old vessel. I don't think I'm gonna make it to cyborg bodies. That's what I was banking on my whole life. I don't think I'm gonna make it there. So I gotta
I don't think you want it.
No. I'd give it a shot.
I don't think you want it.
Cyborg body, you wouldn't do it if you could. Cyborg body, they're like, here's the deal: we download your consciousness, cyborg body. You can be.
Nah,
I could never pass.
No.
Oh,
it'd be cool.
Our bodies are amazing. I love them.
And I want to die. Like, yeah. I don't want to live forever.
No.
Yeah.
I like mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. You could pull the plug eventually, right?
And I don't mean that like I want to die.
I want to die. So cry for help.
I do not want to live forever.
Yeah.
This body, anyways.
Sure.
Who knows what I'll come back as.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
he's like, next.
Next.
What am I drinking?
Well, I'm going to come back as a cyborg.
Okay.
No. What are you drinking, Abby?
Water.
Okay.
But I've been like consciously drinking more water, which mm-hmm. feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had some of that Ningxia tea the other day. That was bomb. But other than that,
yeah.
H2O, baby.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, currently I'm drinking on sipping on the same thing Sierra is, although in general, I've, as I do this time of year, just down in some eggnog.
Mm.
Getting my eggnog mm-hmm. on while I can. Mm-hmm.
Have you done the eggnog chai yet?
I did do one. It was
did
very
you like
good.
It?
Yeah,
it's
it was
rich.
Good. I love eggnog though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. What? I did try something new.
Oh,
it was horrible.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah.
It was the worst drink I've ever had.
Crystal
Starbucks
clear Pepsi.
Did me dirty. No. Okay, so we
he just wants it so
got
bad.
Some Starbucks gift cards, running some errands. Oh, let's go get a drink. It's like a fun thing, day off. So you run through Starbucks. And they used to have this golden drink, golden milk
drink.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You had it.
Yep.
It was bomb.
Yep.
And I was like, I want that, but hot, like a latte, like a golden milk. And she's like, well, we don't have any of this. We don't have any of the ginger.
The turmeric.
Turmeric powder. But we do have the ginger pineapple, whatever. So I could make you like a matcha, like a ginger matcha. And I was like, okay, sure.
Sounds great.
Hot. Yeah. I wanted a hot drink. And she's like, she's like explaining all the things. She's like, okay, so I'll just do like a matcha latte with a couple pumps of this ginger pineapple syrup. And she's just like, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Like whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that's made. But
she's like,
sure.
What else do you want? We're like in the car waiting. She's like, oh, and I'm going to do coconut milk in that. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Solid.
Yeah, she's like, hey, do you get an orange scone?
And
a tumbler cup and the latest John Legend CD. Coffee house edition.
And a gift card for your loved ones.
Yeah.
So we get to the window and it's $75.44. I'm like, dang, that's a lot for that golden milk matcha chai. And I take one sip. It
and
was
you gagged.
The worst drink.
Were you still in the drive?
I have ever had. No.
Oh.
No. We were not still in the drive-thru. But I was like, damn. This is... You know when, like... Okay, it's one thing you like, go buy a drink and you're like, I know what I'm getting. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. This was a gift card. So I was like, this is fun. This is free. This is fun. And then it was horrible.
You experimented and it went bad.
It was...
I think they were just trying to get away, girls, so that they're expiring.
Pineapple in hot is bad.
No, that doesn't even... That doesn't
and matcha, bad.
Oh.
I was so bummed.
It was... Yeah, I tried some. It wasn't great.
That's
no,
too
it was
bad.
Bad.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Stick to H2O.
No, stick to dirty chai.
Dirty chai.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes you're used to. So that's what I learned from TLC.
Oh, yeah, you just made my day.
So, yeah, you did have a bad drink.
Bad, bad.
So,
anyway, but yeah. I'm happy, y'all.
Well, let's
let's
dive in.
Let's get into it for the day. We've got a couple questions, some topics we're gonna go through. This first one we're gonna get into today. Let's see. It reads. I used to be fat and now I'm not. I used to date an asshole and now I'm dating the sweetest man alive, but he's extremely into fitness. I can hold my own, but my fat girl in me is still insecure. How do I move past that?
I know.
Yeah. It's lots
well,
of,
man.
It's heavy for me because it hits close to home.
Yeah.
And I just want to say right off the bat, your worth in no way is tied to your weight. Ever.
It's tied to your bank account.
Shut the fuck up.
Commas.
It's not
the
stacks.
Can we go back and delete that? Can we take that out of there?
Oh no!
But yeah,
but
this
I
is definitely
that.
More of, more. It's so much less that has to do with anything about him, obviously, and so much about some deeper inner shadow things that,
and that
are triggered,
are totally triggered. But
for you to even ask a question,
we're so learned. Like
yes,
these were
yes.
learned. Ideas that you're only worthy or lovable in a thinner body. That
and it served you at one point that kept you feeling, I mean, it could have made you feel a million different things, but they served you at some one point that you know don't serve you now, obviously.
Even if the serving, even if the only lesson was now, realizing that, exactly. No, that bullshit never served
exactly.
you. And nobody, no woman, no man, nobody at all should ever mm-hmm. feel like their body is the limiting factor to receiving love.
No. No.
Ever.
Nor should point it stop blank, you from period. Loving any differently or how yeah. you want to love and show up for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Because how they receive that and how they view you, if it has anything to do with your body, then bye.
Mm-hmm.
Because it shouldn't have anything to do with that.
No. No. And yeah, you can, at least what I perceive from even how this is written is that, like, just the fact that he's super into fitness, that's mm-hmm. triggering.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's the part that I'm saying is like, if that's
yeah,
the trigger,
if that, exactly.
If that's the trigger, mm-hmm. then the work here mm-hmm. is some shadow. There's some stuff, some demons that are still following you
mm-hmm.
that are making you feel a certain way, because this isn't, you know, obviously without knowing him or mm-hmm. any of this fitness world that he's a part of, it's not, he's not putting it in your face or anybody
yeah.
else's or showing.
Totally. And sometimes it takes a little while to like learn that these mm-hmm. things aren't binary. For a long time mm-hmm. I avoided fitness because I couldn't separate the two, and I thought even being interested in it was shameful, but it was only shameful
yeah.
because I was coming into it from an ashamed
absolutely
perspective.
Yes.
I was only doing it because I was ashamed mm-hmm. of my body, and so there was no joy, there's no pleasure, there was no like purity, it was all punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, yeah, exactly. Like, he's not necessarily doing that.
No.
And so to me, it just shows like demons that are still in there, mm-hmm. Wounds that are still exposed. And if that means like taking even more time away from fitness,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I would recommend until you can find a healthy relationship with it.
And I mean, back to always honoring what you're feeling.
Totally.
These are true and valid, but also knowing that how you show up for those feelings now. It's you're showing up for them the same way that you always have. This learned behavior of like how you even experience this feeling. Even though you've maybe healed some old wounds, you're out of that whole mindset of mm-hmm. how you look at your body and your mm-hmm. insecurities and how you say that you can't help but notice that the fat girl in me, quote,
is still insecure.
Now it's just really kind of evaluating what those feelings are coming from,
mm-hmm.
not so much what they're doing to you,
mm-hmm.
how they're making you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Honoring that is one thing, and now it's going back and evaluating where they're coming from.
Yeah, because those two girls were the same person.
Exactly. Yeah, the spirit's still coming from the same vessel,
mm-hmm.
and that vessel is what's hurting, but it has nothing to do with who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with any trauma or any experience or any past. But if it is technically in this situation, then it's going back and evaluating what is it that still needs to be looked at.
Yeah.
You know,
I think too that if, you know, when you're asking the question like this, I think it means you're already on the right path and making mm-hmm. steps at least. Cause I mean, I would say like, It just shows you're cognizant of it. Like a mm-hmm. mom who puts cigarettes out on her kids never worries about where they are after dark. Like she doesn't give yeah. a shit, you know? But if you're caring enough to think about what's happening in this relationship, your dynamic with someone who, you know, you have a great relationship with otherwise. So you're thinking about it. So, you know, I mean, this is oversimplification of things, but the first step is, you know, when you have those thoughts is reassure yourself, you know, put yourself in the position of knowing that, you know, think about the things he does to make you feel secure in the relationship you do have, the good things you have, and how that, I always say like part of mental health, there's a part of mental health and kind of confidence and things like that is kind of like, it starts with kind of like acting as if, you know,
totally.
Kind of like I have the, you know, it is okay. Tell yourself it
yeah.
is okay.
Yeah.
And it's okay to not always feel okay. But, mm-hmm. you know, there is some weight in telling yourself things are okay. And it might mm-hmm. help 1% that day. It might help 100% that day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a start out of the, at least kind of, I think it's something, you know, Sierra said before too, kind of though, that words have weight and the way you think about something. Like you used to say, mm-hmm. that was not scary, that was exciting. Is
exactly.
that you who said that?
Yeah. Instead of being scared or fearful.
Right. And I think that's a great, that is important because your mind can really use that fuel, you know, mm-hmm. you're putting different fuel into what's burning inside of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it takes away the bypassing part, because you can say everything's okay, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. And we can tell ourselves that over and over and over when nothing's fine.
Yeah.
But it at least acknowledging and the yes, if it helps it. For that, if it helps 10% or if it helps 100%, absolutely. Yeah. Like everything is okay. And counting your blessings and finding what you're grateful for in all of the other elements and things in that relationship outside of anything that has to do with body.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to show up differently as you view your body and his and yeah. Your relationship.
Yeah. And affirming that is only going to compound until
yes.
maybe it does help 100% one day. And yeah. then there's true belief behind yeah. the affirmation, which mm-hmm. is the real power. Like mm-hmm. acting as if is a great way to put it. Like say it really until you mean it. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
keep telling yourself, write it on the mirror. I like write it in your journal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. But like,
and I'm a huge proponent too, and like the active physical things that changes, because the reprogramming of our brain works in so many different ways for all of us. So mm-hmm. whether it's through sound of, you know, whether it's mm-hmm. through music or touch or our eyes and reading and viewing something. But I just, because for me, this helps me, especially with body image issues that I went through, is for my partner, like allowing him to like touch me in ways
yeah.
that I would have never have allowed someone to touch me because of my own insecurities. And mm-hmm. it's so scary at first. And even if you're in a beautiful relationship, mm-hmm. like it sounds like this is working out great and you guys are fine, mm-hmm. let him do something or even just touch and caress you in a way that you are normally not very comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
and like break that wall. Because if you're already just triggered by hearing me say that,
yeah.
it means you need that and you yeah. get totally. To have that and you get to allow
and you get to be held.
You do. And you start to realize like, okay, it is just a body.
Yeah. That is
and
motherfucking
he loves
beautiful.
Everything about my body.
Yeah.
Well, it and starts I'm, to heal. You
it
know,
does.
It starts to heal the her.
Exactly.
In that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those changes, if we don't, the point in healing is having to change.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear of changing is what stops us from healing. So this little piece of whatever's in this person's shadow
mm-hmm.
or in the inner child, wherever that darkness is,
mm-hmm.
will come out and it will come to the surface when you make a physical change.
Yeah.
And then you'll start to heal.
And this kind of touches back on, you know, some things we talked about in past episodes in relationships, but you know, be sure to talk to your partner. Mm-hmm. You know, feel free to, I would encourage you greatly to open up to them about this mm-hmm. and be very candid and be very honest and tell them where your insecurities are, because you know, a lot of times with couples, you know, a lot of fights is really miscommunication or just people not talking about things in the first place.
Totally.
You know, instead of just being upfront and being open and being able to talk about things consistently, something that you maybe a trigger that the other person isn't even aware of,
mm-hmm.
but you just assume they should be aware of everything that's in your head all the time. Instead, mm-hmm. you know, instead of being like, hey, what if we just constantly communicate about the things
right.
that are really in front of us and what we're feeling. And it just makes everything that much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows for you guys, for him to be aware and more cognizant and more present in, you know, helping you heal and active in
yeah.
making that heal for you guys.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause it could change a lot in him too and heal a lot in him that you might not be aware of. Like Deez
yeah.
just said, like if you're not communicating anything, you don't know if maybe it would heal something in him. Just being able to see your body. Maybe you hide it in the dark. Maybe
yeah.
you
yeah.
keep your clothes on until you're under the covers.
Yeah.
You know, that even just that little change
mm-hmm. makes it a safe space for both of you, which it, yeah, may have never previously been.
Yeah.
Because exactly. in his eyes, he probably looks at you and sees the most beautiful woman he's ever seen, that he's so, you know, in completely attracted to. So he doesn't see any imperfections, right? So, like, he doesn't see the things that you feel aren't, you're in, that you say you're insecure about. So to him, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make sense to him. He doesn't see that. So, you know, you kind of need to make him aware, because there are those feelings, because otherwise he's not going to know. Because I'm sure if it's, you know, what you describe, he doesn't see or feel any of that. You know,
and I'm just going to throw this out there just to be open and honest. Like, I, my boyfriend, bless his sweet soul, like, when I am having a bad body image day, and, like, okay, remember, guys, I live in an RV. We have, like, no room, no room for any kind of privacy. But the little bit of privacy that I try and give myself is, he knows if the light is off in our little bedroom and we have the little curtain, like, halfway closed, that Sierra's not having a good body day. And, but I, which is so sweet to just hear that, right? Like, oh, he's just going to be really nice and give me my space. But how much that affects him because of how it affects me and inevitably affects our relationship. Because it's like, okay, nope, I don't feel freely enough or comfortable enough for you to see the things that I'm insecure about. I mean, what does that say? It says so much. It's just, it goes much deeper than just these, you know,
these little... It is. It's so deep. It's like fear of being rejected.
And of what? Like, how? Why?
How?
And
why?
If that is the thing that is going to reject someone from me, especially someone who's been in my life for almost 16 years.
Yeah. Goodbye. That,
bye. Yeah. If you can't handle the dimples on my ass, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Peace.
<fuck. laughs> Seriously. We've all got them.
Yeah. So really, it comes down to, I need to be okay with that. He's okay with that. So, yeah. Open up, let them see you.
Yeah, you and know, make really make your body a safe home for you. Like, you get one.
You do.
And then one cyborg body.
And then one cyborg body. So fucking have fun while you're here and, like, honor it. Like, you, this is the thing that houses you. Like, your lungs, your heart, your brain, all of it, your spirit, you... Oh, I just want everybody to honor it for the magic that it is, no matter what it looks like on the outside, because that is by far the least important.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah. I mean, this is one we could absolutely talk about for hours, because we can take it in so many different directions. But really, I just hope that this woman sees herself as beautiful as he sees her.
Oh my gosh. And more.
And like, more. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, I mean, not to get, I guess, I don't want to say not to get too deep on this, but, you know, keep in mind that it's, you know, you may have been fat and you're not now and you feel better about yourself, but also keep in mind he's in love with the person you are, not just the body you're in.
Yeah. And fat isn't a shameful word. It's a descriptor that's only been made shameful because of the culture that we live in.
Yeah.
Which, if you haven't noticed, changes all the time.
All
like
the time.
What's popular? What's the fad? How do we dress? How we look? What even the size is popular? All of that.
Yeah, it, none of it matters.
None of it matters. No.
This is my meat suit.
Yep.
And I'm chilling with it.
Yep.
For real. I spent so many years trying to change this thing. Bro, she's going nowhere. Like, and how good and freeing it feels to, like, finally love that. I mean, we all have our days, like, bad body days.
We do. And that's going to happen. There's no shame in that.
No. Just do everything in your power to look in your look at your body from a different perspective.
Yeah.
One rooted in gratitude. Like, no matter what it looked like then or now, like, you should always look at it through that lens.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, open up, have the conversation, and treat yourself the way you know you deserve to be treated. Mm-hmm. And I think this is just, yeah, start healing from that.
Mm-hmm. Let him hold you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And put on some Al Green while you do it.
I was thinking it like Aaron Neville, but okay.
I don't know who that is, but.
You don't know.
Me either.
What? Oh my gosh, come on. There has to be a listener that knows Aaron Neville.
Is that a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
Aaron with two A's.
Yes.
Aaron, what's a song?
I'm not going to do that.
You don't have to sing it. You don't have to sing it, but like, what's the name of a song?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sucky at that.
Is he new? Is he old?
No, he's old.
Aaron Neville.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Neville.
Anyways, let's move on.
Aaron
Neville. All right, well, listen to Aaron Neville.
Maybe because it reminds me of my mom at 2 o'clock in the morning, she'd be listening to him, like, swaying in the living room, dancing to this, like, guy.
All right.
So whenever I hear him, I think of that.
All right.
Walking in on my parents.
Oh, God.
Wow. All right. Well, you can listen to Aaron
Neville. Hey, we grew up in a really small house. It was inevitable. It could happen. So.
It was Aaron Inevitable.
My God.
Wow. Good night, folks. I'm out.
That's it.
Putting the headphones down.
But we have a few more we want to wrap into that, right?
Yeah.
We want to add a few
let's
things.
Let's go big, baby.
Are we done? Do we want to move on?
No. Let's tie them. They're all tied.
They're all tied.
We have another submission for 4D and 5D living. I think we can talk about that.
And kind of tie it into the
elevated. Yeah, living an elevated life.
Because they kind of go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And for this person who submitted this wonderful submission.
Mm-hmm. Let's ascend from the 3D up, girlfriend.
Yes. Because that is living 3D. Mm-hmm. That is living small-minded. And by small-minded, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that there's so much more.
And there's so much more to,
Yes.
To
amen.
You.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to get...
Let's give our listeners kind of like a summary of, I guess, dimensional living and ascension. Yeah.
Listen, I've done LSD. I know about dimensional living. Well, I've gone 12D. This shit goes crazy.
Abby and I do not do that.
No.
I should speak for her.
No, we
actually.
Do Amine at we North do Fork. Amine,
which everybody should do.
Yeah, amen.
Where was I going with that?
Dimensional living.
Dimensional living. Oh, 3D, yes. 4D, 5D. So 3D, very physical, very earthly, where most of us are.
It's all the linear stuff.
Day.
It's all the stuff
9
here
to 5
in this
job,
plane.
Complaining about things at work, like a lot of low vibrational feelings live here.
Complaining about having to stop and fill up gas in your car. Even just this conversation.
Even
just
this conversation.
Is 3D. Mm-hmm. Moving to 4D and 5D is as we ascend, we come out of a place to where we stop feeling guilty and shameful and we get rid of all those weirds of fear and unworthy. It's escaping all of that 3D stuff. So as we ascend, we move into a different dimension that's actually measured. Science is finally catching up with spirit. Mm-hmm. Applause. So when we get into that 40, which is we can live in 40, we can right now be in 40, which is slightly enlightened. We are not worried, we don't live in fear, we're not feeling guilty or shameful about anything, and we can still eat and talk at the same time. 5D is not what we can live in. That is just our heightened, most enlightened,
highly meditated.
Medicated.
Not medicated. The theta and beta of our brain. And how they measure that and stuff is pretty incredible. But living there is
all
like...
All these feelings, everything is a vibration.
Mm-hmm.
What we give off is a vibration. And we can measure that field now. An interesting thing to me about 40 and living there is like this is where anger is. It's like
And it's maybe a tipping point.
It
it's
is
like
the
this,
tipping point.
This teeter totter of like, okay, am I going to continue to stay in this fearful mad, mm-hmm. or can I be mad and excited, mm-hmm. looking forward to what change and in what can come out of this?
Yeah, and I've always said, like, use your anger as your guide. Mm-hmm. Like, it's telling you something.
Yep.
Whether it's mad about past situations and maybe decisions you've made, mm-hmm. or just mad about your current reality, like, mm-hmm. use it, because that's conquering that is what's going to get you into 5D the fastest. Like, anger, I don't care that it's in 4D, it feels low. It feels like one of the lowest,
but it can be such good fuel.
Yeah,
so use it, like she said.
Use it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we feel love and joy and create abundance, mm-hmm. and live in the enlightened life that we were created to live in.
Yeah.
So the closer we get to 4 or 5D, mm-hmm. continuously, constantly, consistently, every single day, reaching for that every moment, then we don't live in our shadows and we don't live in that.
Yeah. So just to like parallel it to this submission, mm-hmm. being these insecurities coming up, mm-hmm. About your body and being in this new relationship. Those insecurities are fears deep down.
Yes.
Fear of being rejected, fear of not being wanted, fear of being or appearing unworthy, super 3D. Mm-hmm. Getting angry about that doesn't have to be necessarily angry at self. I mean, I guess.
Sure. It can.
Angry at the fact, that we would ever dishonor something so beautiful, right. like our human existence.
Yeah.
And using that, like Sierra said, as fuel to find gratitude for your human existence. Whatever mm-hmm. that looks like physically, 3D doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Your being isn't 3D.
Because the second we start speaking, even just of the word, saying the word grateful, mm-hmm. it instantly changes a molecular makeup in your brain. Mm-hmm. Like your thought connectors, like the actual physical, these squiggly little ugly looking things actually that they show on are growing. They're reaching and they move and they wiggle like almost like little spermies in your head, but they don't look like sperm. And they grow and expand. So when we start to get closer to abundance, that's why we always say, first things first, if you are struggling, find something you're grateful for, mm-hmm. because it does change that. And that's how we reprogram. And Abby and I probably don't talk much about just the program in general, our Align program and coaching, mm-hmm. but that's what we do. And that's what the modules are created mm-hmm. from, and how reprogramming your brain can get you into that 4D, 5D living.
Yeah. And if you just think about these emotions in terms of like heaviness vibrationally, like if you think about like something super heavy and thick and like, what's the word? Dense is mm-hmm. the word I'm looking mm-hmm. for. Guilt.
Yes.
Shame.
Yeah.
Fear. It's so fucking easy to get stuck.
Grief.
In those. Yeah.
Grief. And
like is there's like a the weight lowest. To mm-hmm. them. And there's a weight to anger, too. But when you start thinking about terms like bliss and enlightenment mm-hmm. and gratitude, there's a lightness. Like, there's this
Well, the vibrational field quality. Is actually measured differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's hard for people to reach that when you feel like you're drowning in the muck. Like, the heaviness of these very real emotions and experiences.
And generally... you're living either in the past or worried about the future.
Yeah, and gratitude is seriously like the surefire way.
Yes.
To
ground
slip
you.
And slide out of that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and bring you to now, to mm-hmm. present. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's like I always say, I've never met anyone who's depressed that doesn't have like chronic back pain. Mm-hmm. It's just like, and it just manifests that way.
Yeah.
And because it is figuratively and becomes almost literally like a weight on you that
totally.
You're carrying around mm-hmm. that you can't really quantify or measure, or I mean, in a sense, and just kind of weighs you down. Whereas you get into that mindset of having gratitude and feeling like, you know, it's just easier to maneuver the things that do come along as that would be obstacles and maybe trip you up otherwise. That little shift in mindset just allows you the ease to kind of just go through them and they go, oh, well, that's, you know, you deal with that better. You manage that better.
Yeah.
You know how to compartmentalize that better and handle those type of things.
Yeah. And we know it's so much easier said than done. I mean, this is coming from three people that, like, it takes work.
Conscious work.
And that's why when I say moment by moment, it's not every day, day by day. It's literally every moment you have to put in place the right verbiage.
Yeah,
right.
Choose what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah, what tool to whip out.
Yeah.
And sometimes that tool is just rest.
Yep.
Yeah. I learned to kind of take a moment before reacting in situations to in anything, not even with people, but in my own life and just to anything. You know, if my instant reaction is anger or frustration or something of that, you know, a negative emotion, I would always consciously like stop myself. Not necessary. And like,
right.
Okay. Like what's like,
that's so good.
And then have, you know, you don't have to be like, put on a fake smile. Everything is amazing, but don't let that negative overcome you and just have those and just be like, and just breathe. And you'd be surprised how much easier, like just the day to day life, you know, gets like, it's little things like my dog. She's a protector. She barks. She wants to bark when the mailman comes. She's out with barks when she's outside. And like when I'm working, it's kind of fucking annoying. But also,
preach.
I try to understand that there's no malice in it. She's not doing it to annoy me. She's not doing it to piss me off. She's doing it because she thinks she's protecting me. So I, as much as it annoys me, I stop and I'd be like, okay, it's okay. Good girl. Thank you. I know you're just trying to help. Thank you. But my reaction, my head is shut the fuck up. but I don't need to express that because that's not the reaction this needs. And just even little things like that can really shift in. And they just, like you said, they add up. Yeah. Every moment adds up. And that bleeds over into other things, you know, that doesn't cause you to take your dog to the pound.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, back to like finding and purpose different, like finding different purpose in what you say and do. Kind of like back to the original submission of like how you react to how he responds to you about your body or how you react about how you respond to his body and like taking a second and looking at that differently.
Yeah, not letting that muck pile up.
Yeah.
No, we do have choices in how we respond. I mean, people kind of, you know,
think that they don't.
We always have a choice. You may not like the other choice. The other choice may be harder. It may be more time consuming. It may be more mentally consuming and not as instantly gratifying or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's always multiple choices. The one that's more fulfilling ultimately and better for you genuinely usually takes a little more work because anything worth it is work, right?
And maybe we should add that in 4D and 5D, you're not living through your ego. This isn't coming from just the thoughts of your mind or even the response that you have about a feeling even necessarily. This is all intuitive living. This is strictly living from the depths
feeling
of your...
Not feeling the need to, question or analyze everything. Exactly. Really trusting yourself.
Yeah. Because when you do constantly live in ego... and respond with ego, then, you can respond with not so great.
Yeah. Well, like you said, those little moments, you do it moment by moment. And in time, those conscious moments become almost unconscious moments where they just happen naturally.
It is subconscious.
Yeah. And it just
that's
is,
what you're...
You're reprogramming.
Yeah.
Those are those little squiggly, spermy things in your head.
They
grow
us,
differently.
They have grown... dark and deep for a lot of years. So it's don't expect like your subconscious to just be working and
all
rooting for you overnight. It's gonna take a lot lot of reprogramming, rewiring, mm-hmm. and a lot of releasing all of those old harmful beliefs. Like,
totally.
You might still have days where you catch yourself, now that you have this awareness, you catch yourself saying really horrible things about yourself. Like,
wait a second.
That's where that anger comes in. Like, yep. Fuck, mm-hmm. I'm still.
And you can
here.
Say, okay, I see you.
Uh huh.
Okay. And then you can like pat it to the side.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. I know how to fix this. Mm-hmm. So it's not bypassing anymore. Cause you can spiritually and religiously bypass all of those things.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a conversation with it. Like, okay, insecurity, yep. you're here. I see you. Yep. I know where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We've done this work.
Yeah.
You are not needed right now.
Nope. Exactly.
Kindly ask them to leave.
Yeah. It's almost like we just, as a whole, maybe don't have enough conversations with ourself, mm-hmm. with our self, inner self, mm-hmm. where it's like, why do I feel this way?
Yeah.
Was I living in this moment with lots of expectation? Was I overreacting? Like, we really need to sit back and evaluate.
Mm-hmm. Introspection is not something I think it is huge. Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's something our culture has very much gone away from.
Yes.
And it's a shame because it is, I mean, and I think it's just partly the life, the American lifestyle is we're on the go, we're busy. You know, we pride ourselves on only getting 5 hours of sleep, and we can only get food that's served to us through a window of our car because we don't have the time, mm-hmm. And it's like, man, take the time,
yeah.
take the time, make the time. You have the time. You can take 5 minutes out of your day and eventually it'll turn into 20 minutes into an hour, and you'll be happy you did.
Just you saying that, just how you were saying, like, how much weight we have in our words, just saying, if instead of saying like, I have no time for that, it's changing. All I have is time.
Mm-hmm.
All I have is time. What do I want to fill it with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you start realizing, well, do I have to do that anymore? Is this something that I want to do anymore? So it's almost looking at everything backwards and just completely reframing your words and choice.
And it's so interesting, like what you were saying about back pain, like the physical reality of things, like that's the last thing to manifest. That's the last thing to catch up. Like our physical bodies are constantly catching up. Yeah, it is a byproduct of like what's going on internally.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the quickest way to going backwards. It's the quickest way, like you were saying earlier, allow yourself to be, like, allow him to hold you and feel touched. Like, these physical changes are the quickest way to feel change.
Yes.
Like, making this physical change in your life, making physical real time.
Because it humanizes. Because we don't want to dehumanize.
No.
And take away the fact that we are humans. We do have this meat suit. We are in a vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And when we treat it that way, with the metaphysical, mm-hmm. with all of those elevated things, now we really can create and quote unquote manifest that. But
all
if we do it like you were saying, it would be quicker. It is quicker when we do it in a physical, tangible way.
And it's just, it's the fastest way to feel that change happening. And maybe it's just feeling empowered by taking the time, by taking the agency to do it and to make the time in your day.
And if you say you don't have enough time, you're the person that needs it more. Just saying that.
Yeah. Listen, no, you watched 6 episodes of The Office last night, a show that's been off the air since 2011. You fucking have the time.
You do.
Okay. It's you've seen them all, okay? You have the time. I think people fill the time to hide from themselves.
They do.
Totally.
Oh, and I can raise my hand to that. I've done that a million times.
Yeah, I'm absolutely guilty of that for far too long, and that's why I'm such a big part of why I'm but such a big proponent of it now, because I know how important it is in the effects it can have when you don't take care of that. I mean, make the time for you and don't watch Big Bang, another episode of Big Bang Theory. Fucking watch. Never watch that show, actually.
God damn.
I love that you just brought up The Office and The Big Bang Theory.
Find something that, like, just take the time for you and whatever that means for you. If it means going on a bike ride, going on a walk, sitting and reading, take the time to get into into you.
Mm-hmm. And we have some great resources, like great meditation, great things to listen to, podcasts that we all love.
Books.
I mean, if you are feeling stuck in that sense, message us, because we want to help you at least in the very least that way.
Yo, that is what we're here for. That's what this podcast is here for.
Yeah.
We want to help.
Yeah.
If people wanted to get more help from you, where could they find that?
Sierra, you want to tell them?
I am alliance.me. You can find us at I am Alliance on Instagram, our personal Instagrams. You can DM us in all the places.
Slide into those DMs.
Yeah. slide right on in, boys and girls.
Respectfully.
Yeah, if you're local, 309 West 2nd Ave, parking and entrance in the back, come visit us.
Yeah. So. Open Tuesday through Saturday. We have changed, though, however, we should mention maybe some of our meditation and time of that, how often we want to. Maybe we'll announce that later.
No, for now, this Wednesday, no meditation. I'm getting some new tires on my car, so that's postponed. But starting up again Saturday, you can catch us at 9 a.m. group meditation, or Wednesday evenings, 4:30. You don't have to bring anything. A mat, if you've got one.
And it's all donation-based. It's so great. You should come.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Especially if you if you don't have a meditation practice already and you're curious about starting one, and you're curious about what that might look like, we go over a lot of different ways that you can build that for yourself. So if a lot of different tools,
because it used to be super, I used to be very insecure about all of that, and so if you're listening, I see you and I hear you.
Sierra is a master meditator.
This
y'all.
is a judge-free zone, and we love what we do so much, so you'll feel comfortable, I promise.
Yeah, so go check it out. I haven't, but
my boyfriend loves it.
No, I will say, and not that I wouldn't necessarily, but my like meditation, I very much need to be solo, and it very therapeutic. But that's it's a I got my thing. Yeah. I gotta get in my head in my quiet space.
Get that.
Yeah.
I love my alone meditations. Yeah. They are very sacred. Yes.
Anything else? You guys have more
on
this?
Or
you
wanna
in general?
You've got some stuff.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff for projects we're working on for 2021. Just go to the Social Hour page or follow me at deece.comedy on Instagram and stuff, and you'll get updates on all the stuff. Social Minute Mondays, Social Hour Tuesdays, Thursdays. I got the gang back together for episodes once a week with Jeremy and Sophie, which is nice. And a bunch of projects coming up, which you'll hear more about soon, but we're working on a lot of things, things different than we've ever done before, but things.
Good things. Yeah.
Yes.
Exciting things.
So yeah. That's that.
Comedy's
dead. Let the new world order begin.
Thanks, Washington.
Dun, dun. Yeah. Yeah.
If anybody teaches archery,
I know, because nothing's open
up
here, and we've wanted to forever,
please,
but we really do. We're not joking.
No, we're not joking.
I'm glad you brought that up.
That's it, just
like for real, because when we called Spokane Archery and they were closed, it was really sad because they do one-on-one, so I don't know why. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask our governor.
Robin Hood's out there.
Come on.
Hawkeye.
Come on.
Yeah.
Green Arrow.
Katniss Everdeen.
Speedy. Red Arrow. Shaft. Not the black one. although maybe he can shoot an arrow, throw an arrow too.
Just anyone.
Wonder Woman. Little Wonder Woman.
Little Wonder Woman. Little Princess Diana.
Oh, jeez.
Zelda.
Zelda.
Arrows. Link.
Icarus.
Wait, Zelda.
Cupid.
That's what I was thinking. Cupid.
Good job.
And, you know, anyone else.
Yeah.
So you get the idea. Bow and arrows. I think we got them all. All right. Yeah. Anything else on these? You guys want to get out of here for the night?
I think we're good. Send us your submissions for next week's show. Links in the bio. You know where to find us.
The more detailed, the better.
Yeah. And thank you so much, listener who submitted this topic today. I'm glad we got to speak on that for a bit.
It was a good one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as always, if we answered your topic, feel free to message with any follow-up questions or information, or just let us know how it's going. We like to hear how, if, you know, any of that advice worked, or if, you know, we ruined your relationship.
Hopefully we didn't do that.
If that's the case, save the message.
No, go give yourself some self-care tonight. Take a bath, dance, do whatever.
And give yourself a pat on the back for even submitting, because that's brave.
That's right. All right. Yeah,
much love to you all.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So send in your submissions. So we have stuff for the next few episodes. We've got a lot, so we appreciate that. Anything, everything, we will answer. We'll do our best between the three of us. We have a ton of knowledge and information, and we'll get you. We'll do our best for you.
And we'll see you in the new year.
That's right. That's right. All right, guys. Well, for some imperfections, I have been Deese.
I'm Abby.
I'm Sierra.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we will see you next time. Mwah.